Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
And we're glad you are. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're back on the air across the Super Talk Radio Network, online, wherever you find us. We're just happy you're with us. Opening segment of the show is sponsored every day by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and we're broadcasting, of course, from the Southern Bancorp studio. And be hard to describe how much we like the people that own Dickie's and the guys that run Southern Bancorp. And we thank them for their support. Andrew Abity, Kelly Center, Bob Getty. Andrew's diligently typing. Are you working on the job, son?
A little bit.
He's pounding out those last few stories. Is this for the Pine Belt News? No, go ahead.
Today was my last day at the Pine Belt News, but I will have two more days of Eagle Hour.
There we go.
We don't have the funeral march.
Give it time. Okay. If Friday's coming, we may have a few surprises for Andrew come Friday. Women's golf coach Colton Cowan is with us. Now, I will say that Coach came early, and he's been entertained for the last 30 minutes in my office by Kelly, so probably the last time you'll ever agree to come out here. Is that correct, Coach?
No. I won't show up as early as I did today.
Don't blame you a bit.
So keep some of those jokes, but discard most of them.
Okay, perfect.
He got
perfect.
The full show, and he didn't even have to pay admission. He got the full show.
And he got what he paid for.
Coach, we're glad to have you out here, but I guess I was a little disillusioned at how good you are and a little disappointed. You told me that you've only won 7 conference championships in the last 4 years. I thought it was 3. I'm thoroughly disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, I've been surrounded by a lot of really good people, a lot of really good athletes, and they bought into our mission, our game plan, and that's what we always talk about. Our objective is always to go be the best that we can be day in and day out, and I've really been fortunate enough these past 4 years to come out as conference champs, and I just keep moving into postseason.
Because you coached men and women's golf at your previous school.
I did, yeah. Henderson State, I coached both men's and women's for 3 years.
So I guess the obvious question is, what is the secret? What's the secret sauce?
That's a great question. And really, I mean, because about 3 hours, I could talk about that.
Well, none of these young ladies, though, at Southern Miss, you even recruited. So, right? I mean, these
correct.
Were.
Correct, yeah.
You They're inherited
all,
this team.
Right. They were all Lucy's recruits, which Lucy did a great job of recruiting really good, talented individuals that could go out and play. I think one of the things that we emphasize a lot on that I don't think a lot of other programs do is really the mind side, but also embracing the challenge in which we're going to have each and every day. I think today's day and age, we like to sugarcoat things and try to make everything as fun and enjoyable as we can. And the reality of it is, golf, life, whatever you have, there's going to be challenges. There will be difficulty in any round of golf, and any point in your life, there's going to be challenges you have to overcome. And so creating those processes is not thrown off our train of thought or kind of our work ethic, but knowing they're going to come, and when they do come, we'll be prepared for them.
And
so I would say that's going to be the
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's going to be the thing that's going to separate what we do from, I would say, a lot of other programs.
Happy to say Coach just got an extension through 2028 as well. I get this quick question, then Kelly and Andrew can get in. A couple of weeks ago, my grandson was here, and we were doing driving lessons. I'm teaching him when he's here how to drive, and we were driving out by the country club, and I saw from a distance, but from the road, I saw for the first time the golf complex. How much has that helped your program?
Oh, that's awesome. And I can't really speak too much because when I got here, that facility was already there. But I couldn't imagine a program like Southern Miss and speaking on the behalf of wanting to compete at the national level and not having that complex to help us do that. With that, with the Judson Short Game facility, we truly have everything that we need to make sure that we are developing our student athletes and presenting them the best opportunity to succeed. And so, honestly, that was one of the things that made Southern Miss as marketable for me to come here was because of that.
I was just going to say that was probably facility. The number one tool in recruiting you from Henderson State.
Oh, absolutely. And having it on the golf course at Hattiesburg Country Club, the players are spoiled. I tell recruits, they truly are spoiled. They'll show up. You got the facility. You got the track man. The swing video cameras, go get in a golf cart, go play Hattiesburg Country Club, which is phenomenal track and in great condition year round. Then we got our short game facility where you can hit pretty much any golf shot that you want to practice on. It's more up to me and Eddie now and making sure that we're recruiting right, but also presenting them opportunities to where they're developing their skills while they're here at Southern Miss.
And I was gonna ask you before Andrew gets in, you coached at Henderson State, both the men and the women, just the women here at Southern Miss. How did you coach both genders alike and differently when you were at Henderson State? And how now have you zoned in on the women's game?
So they're two completely different styles of golf. And so I would say our foundations stay the same on making sure of when we were practicing, when we were getting prepared for competition in the heat of competition, those foundations stay the same. How they are applied is really what changes. On the women's side, you almost have to get them to be more aggressive. Yeah, they are able to take on more risk than what they have been told before. And so they have the tendency to lay back, to say it's a par five, a little bit of trouble, they'll lay back to 100 yards and have a 100-yard shot into this par five, when in reality is they're good enough to hit three wood as close as they can to the green, have a little chip shot, make up and down, birdie, if not, easy par, kind of move on to the next. On the men's side, it's the opposite. You have to kind of teach them to bring back their ego a little bit. You got to teach them to keep their emotion, their aggressive emotions set aside and really stay very disciplined and present on when they go out and play. So, and on my part, it was 1 week I was with the women's side, and next week I was with the men's side. So I would honestly say that was the biggest challenge coaching both is on my part, swapping our game plans and swapping how we communicate to both teams to make sure that we're as efficient as we can during that.
What do you do differently heading into next year? Because obviously it's year one. Most coaches are implementing. In most cases, they're not winning the conference title. How do you go about changing things? And on top of that, you lose. I think we can all agree Moka Ando is the greatest Southern Miss women's golfer in the program history.
Oh, absolutely.
So you lose her. How do you go about implementing things without maybe, if you do worry about changing some things, how do you kind of approach this upcoming year?
Yeah, I think the reality of it is it was a good year, but we still fell short of what we want to accomplish. Ultimately, we want to compete at the national level. We want to make it to nationals and compete at that level. And so how we have to go back and evaluate is what's holding us back to kind of get to that point, which we were fortunate enough to be at a regional with Northwestern and Stanford in Norman, which those were the two teams that competed in the final match at the national championship. So we have an objective view of what separates Southern Miss from those top two programs. And it was roughly about 55, 60 shots within three rounds, split that up between four scores between each round. It ends up being about, I'm going to have to do quick math. Oh, don't.
Two strokes a person? It
more like four.
Okay.
More about four shots per person. So what we have to do is we have to go back and look at what are we doing on a day-to-day basis that is holding us back from picking up those four shots. And a lot of it, which we didn't play particularly well at regionals, and so it may be more 30 shots realistically, and it's just going to continue to really, on our part, it's going to continue to do the little things better. That's one thing that I know Stanford, just watching them and how they handle themselves at regionals, their foundations are so good. And so it's just making sure that we continue to do the little things that we know we do well, and then continuing to develop on those and continue to get mentally and physically stronger. I think that's going to be another part within our scheme to continue to improve.
We're visiting with women's golf coach Colton Cowan, conference champions, just got an extension through 2028. Going to continue our conversation with Coach on the other side of the break. As we head to the break, I want to remind everybody about our good friends out at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. They're on Highway 98. We'll be there the Wednesday before the opening of football season with the new quarterback, Braylon Braxton, and Hank Lott, and all the great people. Wonderful place for home improvement, home construction, lawn and garden care, home care. It is a big box store in every sense of the word, except that it's operated and owned locally. And that's what I think makes it special. And as we head to the commercial, if you got to get away early, you can catch the whole show later today on one of our podcast platforms, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. You can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We have tailgating news, and we're going to continue our conversation with Colton Cowan next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
You know, Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of the program. I have news, and I don't know if I've shared this with you, Kelly, but you know, Kathleen retired.
Yes.
And on the Friday before football, opening of football season, they're going to have a retirement party for Miss Kathleen at Campus Bookmart. But
wait a minute. You told me the retirement party was on Thursday and that I was supposed to show
up. Kelly, Thursday. It's really on Friday. Kelly, it'll be on Thursday.
I'm confused.
Met the new manager, and this week, happy to say they're going to continue to roll right along with us, and we're grateful to them. It's the place to go, no question, for Southern Miss apparel anywhere. Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. All right, Colton Cowan is the women's golf coach at Southern Miss. I thought Andrew brought up an interesting point to you, Coach. You come in here and you make this massive splash by winning the Sun Belt Tournament. Does that put more pressure on you and your players going into the next year, or is that a notch in your belt that just allows your kids to play with more confidence?
I'm going to say it's going to give us more confidence. It may provide more pressure, it may provide more expectations in some way, shape, or form, but I've always been told expectations are entitlements. Everything that you have, everything that you want, you have to go out there and work for it. And so I think on our part, I think it just shows that we're capable of going out there and winning. We're capable of going out there and competing with some of the best. And I think it gives us more confidence and more freedom and more self-belief to no matter what tournament we go to, that we are likely a contender to go out there and compete and win.
How much of that team is going to be back? So, how much do you replace?
So we lose four and we bring in four. So we had a roster size of eight, so we lost half our team. Now we're bringing in a new half.
Mm-hmm.
And Momoka Ando, as Andrew mentioned earlier, if not the best women's golfer ever at Southern Miss, certainly among the better. She's trying to get on a tour. Tell us about some of the alums. And you actually had one qualify for the amateur, which is going on right now.
Yeah, so out of our three that graduated last year, both Elena Melich and Momoka Ando are pursuing professional golf in their respective tour in their country. So you got Spain and Japan. And most of those Q schools will kind of start kicking off later fall. So we're kind of getting close to that point. JC Fields is, so she graduated with criminal justice degree, looking to go into some form of law enforcement. And then, so those are those three that graduated. Olivia Romar, we call her Liv. She'll be coming in as a junior. She's a JUCO transfer from Palm Beach State. She qualified for the U.S. Women's AM. This past week she played good, shot 72 76 yesterday, missed the cut by three to make it to match play, which not quite sure on this, but I would like to believe that she may be the first Southern Miss golfer to qualify for the U.S. Women's AM. Once again, not 100% fact, but the research that I've done, I believe that is the case. So excited for her. As far as our returners within our top five that played at the conference championship, you have Taylor Tribble will kind of be the big name for us this year. She really had a breakout season last year. Started to develop a lot of just that self-belief and confidence in who she is as a golfer. So excited to continue to see her to improve. Louise Quevers from Belgium. She was a freshman last year, coming in a little bit more maturity, a little bit more confident in, once again, who she is and how she goes out and competes. She had a really good summer as well. You have Alma Betteret as well. Just once again, it's just kind of we took a lot of time this summer to evaluate really who we are as golfers and what we want to accomplish. And so just kind of giving them some good resources and some virtual classes for them to go on and take and learn and grow and develop on the mindset.
One of the things that you were talking about the women's tour in particular, it's so the LPGA tour is so dominated by Asian women, whereas the men's, the PGA tour, although there is more of an Asian presence, not anywhere near like the LPGA. And I think you made a really interesting point that a lot of the Asian young women don't see college as a way to get to their respective tours necessarily, where men, they almost have to go that route. Kind of fill in some of those blanks.
I think you took all the words out of my mouth. I think that and this is all assumption on my part. There hasn't been too much study, but just kind of different conversations I've had with a lot of folks. It's kind of the Asian population and the junior golfers, they don't necessarily see the United States as a way for them to continue to develop their skills. Where on the men's side, they do. On the men's side, they see college athletics, getting that education, getting that degree, while also competing with some of the best amateurs in the world. They see that as more of a viable option for them to make it on tour. And once again, this is all just opinion on my part, but I think with the conversations that we had, I think there's enough evidence to kind of help prove that correct.
Have you ever played in anything like that?
Played in anything as in?
These, I guess, foreign tours or anything. I was just curious.
No,
I asked because I wonder just how different it might be compared to something here, or if it's not different at all.
No, I personally haven't. With what I've seen and kind of talked to, I know within the professional ranks, I know the PGA and the LPGA are the top two.
Sure.
So yeah. I
put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
I really don't know where to go.
I was just curious if, like, I don't know how different or if they procedures might be different. Some of these other countries,
there are a little bit different rules within the European Golf Association. They call it the RNA. What those rules are and what's different between them, I'm not sure, but I do know there's a little bit of different discrepancies between that and the USGA, which is the United States Golf Association.
And Coach, you mentioned about some of the young ladies that just graduated, and you mentioned their countries, you know, Belgium, Spain, Japan. Is that going to be the route going forward under your tutelage? Is foreign players, how difficult is it to access America? Nothing that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm just saying, American young women.
Yeah. I guess the best way I say that, our job and my job is to find the best golfers that are going to fit within what we want to accomplish. And if they're from the States, fantastic. If they're not from the States, then we're good with that as well. I'm not really pinpointing one or the other. It's just I have a lot of conversations. We cast a very wide net, and you talk to athletes, and ultimately what we're looking for within that is individuals that are continuing to get better, continuing to grow within their high school years and showing the potential to continue to get better in college. I think you see a lot of really good junior golfers that kind of coast out during college to where they just have the same stroke average and don't quite develop as where they need to or where they want to get to. So we kind of look at that. We look at scoring averages. We look at swing potential. We talk to them, truly trying to figure out what they want to accomplish. What are they willing to work for? So to answer your question, coming in this year, we're actually bringing in four players from the States. So we're kind of flipping the script on that. We have a girl coming from Florida, California, Illinois, and Louisiana. So kind of all across the States. Now the class of 26, bringing in the freshmen, we have a handful of internationals that we're talking to and have offers out on that end of it.
You know, I asked club pro Jay McDaniel out in Oakland, California, one time about the Asian dominance on the women's tour, and he answered it real quickly. Again, his opinion, he just said that from his experience, and in generally speaking, that the Asian mindset is so much more disciplined. He kept saying disciplined than the average American young mind when it comes to golf in particular. Fair analysis?
I would say so. I think kind of in this Western society, we're very consumerism-based and very what's the other word I'm looking for? Yeah, just kind of just needing a quick response or a quick result, whatever word that is. Immediate gratification. There it is. And so it's a little bit harder to kind of continuing to put in the work, not quite seeing results the way you would anticipate to, but definitely on that side of it, they are definitely more disciplined and know that through the work, through those processes is where you'll truly start seeing results.
Well, that's good stuff. Coach, congratulations. I mean, obviously you couldn't be doing any better job than to come here and win the conference championship.
First year. Yeah.
Your first year. You're seventh in the last 4 years. We look forward to you being here for a long time to come. We're really happy that you got this extension, and just want to thank you for coming in, and congratulations. I mean, you're really doing a wonderful job.
Well, I appreciate that, and I enjoy coming on here and talking to you guys, so thank you for having me.
Will you come back even after the Kelly Sander show?
I will.
Okay.
And we're with you win or tie, Coach.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Golf Coach Colton Cowan, and we're happy to have him. When we continue the show, we're going to talk a little bit about tailgating. I don't know. We'll find something to discuss for the next 20 minutes. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Our thanks to women's golf coach Colton Cowan, who has done an incredible job, no question about that. Glad to have him here in the studio with us, and I look forward to having him back soon. 4th Street Bar and Grill, that's where you go for a great lunch every day. You like big, hearty, working man lunches, working guys all in there, the salt of the earth, man. There's just no kind of lunch or place I'd rather eat than a place like 4th Street when all the guys are in there, and the food is always good and always fresh, and you know, Slade, those guys just do a great job, Kelly. It's a real establishment here in Hattiesburg.
Big portions too. You remember the old TV dinners, the Hungry Man dinners? They take care of you at 4th Street.
Yeah, the food's always a very good 4th Street Bar and Grill. And you can leave there and go right down the street and get a wonderful dessert at Mo Baby and Yay Company. They're at 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. You can check out their Facebook page. I was going to wait to make this announcement Monday, but I'm going to go ahead and make it. I am so delighted to say and to let everybody know that one of our new sponsors, starting on the 15th of the month, a long-term agreement is with Forest General Hospital.
And we
could not be happier to have the hospital join the Super Talk Eagle Hour family. Very good. We're very happy. Very happy about that.
Now, the funds that you'll be getting for that, you're gifting to me, right, as I depart?
The check's in the mail, Andrew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's already been written and mailed and delivered, yes.
Since we now know you're going to have to be shelling out some money anyway.
Yes. Oh, God. Man, we just, Andrew's kind of counting down. Friday's going to be his last day. I don't mind saying this again, Andrew. I hate to see you go, man. You're a great contributor to the show. You've done a really good job covering Southern Miss sports, and I just hope that you know, I watched Patrick McGee leave the Gulf Coast, and now I'm watching you leave, and I'm just hoping that the coverage of the university won't drop off.
Well, you know, there are some good guys who are around, but I appreciate it. I'm going to, you know, no question, miss this place. So it's bittersweet. No, last day, I guess you can call it my last day, will be Sunday. I pack up the U-Haul, and then Monday morning I hit it to Gainesville. So
a new adventure.
Very much
a new step in life.
Very much all of that, and then some. I do want to give a quick shout out. So you talk about shelling money, because it's been expensive to break my lease and all that fun stuff, and I got free boxes today from my coworkers at the Pine Belt News. Graciously took me to Sully's as my goodbye lunch today, and the liquor store next door gave me all of their free boxes to load up. So shout out to TK11 if you are feeling
ready to go.
Excited.
He's
so
ready to go.
I got the car filled up. That's why I walked in like 3 minutes before we went on.
Actually, I've got a bunch of boxes in my garage.
I bet you have those in the garage too, Kelly.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew, they released, and Kelly, they released new guidelines about tailgating yesterday. That's been a little bit of a burr under everybody's saddle, and I asked you to review it when you got in here. Do you see any major changes from the first issuance that caused kind of an uproar?
I mean, I think the fans will be angry with it regardless, but I do think it's a little more open than perhaps. So I'm going to read off the where you can tailgate list. So they've got Spirit Park, Weathersby Lawn, Centennial Green, the Lucas Admin Building, East Kennard Washington Hall and East Marsh Auditorium, and then the places to tailgate near Lake Byron, which is, you know, the front of campus, Lot 8 and Lot 3. But apparently you need proper permits to be granted entry in these areas. What that entails, I don't know.
To tailgate in the front, by the
way. I believe so,
if I'm
understanding that correctly.
Yeah. Golf carts are also allowed.
Yeah.
I think that's a question that some people said, well, under these new rules, are golf carts going to continue to be? They are, but you do have to have a permit to and you can purchase those through the university.
I do have the portion of when is tailgating permitted, and you can go find this. The university on, I think, every platform has tweeted this out. I think Southern Miss Football is probably the easiest one to go find it. But tailgating setup may begin at noon on the day before home football games. All tents, equipment, and belongings must be removed by 10 a.m. the following day. Unloading zones will once again be available. Tailgate activities should conclude by kickoff. A limited number of people may remain at the tailgate location during the game to monitor equipment and belongings.
Before anybody says anything, I want to ask both of you guys something. Tell me why that's important to the school.
I assume safety is the thought process. I do understand that there was, you know, an incident last year, but I feel like, I don't know. I think these, I mean, I get it, but also at the same time, maybe there should be devotion to other avenues or resources.
I think there are two reasons. One, they want you in your seats.
Sure. That's been a problem. That has been a problem.
They want you to go to the game. You got a ticket, come in and cheer the Eagles on. Second thing is there have been incidents where things have been stolen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's where I don't understand necessarily having more than just one person at your tent is that people mm-hmm. can come by there. But really, when it comes down to it, I have compared it to the seatbelt rule. And I know they're going to kill me at the university this, but I mean, you can say what the rules are, but who's going to implement them and who's going to come by writing tickets?
So
if a couple of you happen to be at your tent,
let me run this scenario by you guys. Some might call this a fantasy. Southern Miss is beating Mississippi State 35-0 at halftime. It's hot. The game, you know who's going to win the game. You can go back to your tailgate, you and your friends. You can eat, you can drink, you can watch the second half on TV. I mean, you can socialize, you can visit. What's wrong with that?
I was told that at least the thought process is, like, they don't want to see tailgates of 50-plus people during the game. Like, I think 5 or 10 might be okay, but, mm-hmm. like, that's, like, they don't want these massive, like, I guess parties, crowds mm-hmm. happening during the game. That's my thought, or at least, and also that was kind of how it was explained to me. Now, whether or not that's how this is handled, you know, like everybody else, we wait to see.
And the other thing about tailgating after games, and you would hope that this doesn't happen much in our community, but the longer the day goes on, the hotter you've become, the more perhaps adult beverages you've had, people start saying things maybe they shouldn't say, things get a little bit out of hand. And it just helps squelch the crowd a little bit if you can stop the tailgating. But the reason that we tailgate after games is simply for traffic purposes.
Yeah.
Is to let the traffic thin out so you can still enjoy your friends. You can also help pack up your tailgating stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think they would have had a point in addressing that. But, I mean, they also said pick your stuff up. So, I mean, like, I can't imagine that would be more of a problem. I think it's just that whole, okay, you're supposed to stop tailgating when the game starts, which is so strange.
I think these are more goals
realistic. We'll see. Also, I mean, if part of the problem is that you're worried about having enough security and, you know, police force available, I mean, and they're devoting to that when they might need to be devoting to other things. I mean, where do you walk the line? But, you know, I mean, your guess is as good as mine.
Again, enforceability is going to be the whole.
Yeah, we'll see how tricky. It plays out. I don't think they're intentionally trying to ruin it for anybody.
No,
I don't think so. And I do think, like, you know, I mean, before last year, they wouldn't let you tailgate at all in the front. They've eased up on that.
Yeah.
I think we're not giving them at least some credit of the wiggle room and trying to work with the fans. You know, and I know for a fact the athletic department has kind of, behind the scenes, have expressed, look, we got to, like, make this a little more fan friendly. So I do think it's going to be a work in process. And I'll say this, I think you could see things change as the season progresses. There are
maybe
seven
after
home games.
Game two.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think that's a real plausible scenario as well.
And when you look at this strange schedule this year, you've got three teams that are potential. You know, the first two are going to bring terrific crowds. And the third game being the first conference game against App State at the Rock
should be a good crowd.
All three weekends should have a great crowd.
But you're not going to have two in-state Mississippi. I mean, it's going to be you would hope a big crowd, but it's not going to be.
It's not going to be
the first.
Do we know, Andrew? You may know this. You covered a little closer than Kelly and I. How many tickets Mississippi State will be allocated?
No, I don't know. I'm sure I could ask, but I don't know.
Because I'm guessing that they will buy as many as they will sell them, correct?
Yeah. I'm surprised it hasn't been announced that it's a sellout yet, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. So. Yeah.
And State fans really need to get those tickets because that very well might be one of the only games they have a chance to win.
That is Kelly Sander. We'll be posting his personal cell phone number on our Facebook page as soon as the show.
Hey, that's not me saying that. That's all these preseason prognosticators that have State the bottom of the SEC standings.
Time will tell. It's going to be exciting. There's no question about that. We've said this before, and it doesn't matter. It's water under the bridge. You say this about maybe it's not announced as a sellout. And I know this is no excuse, but could that be because it's at 11 o'clock in the morning?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, it's also we still got time. I mean, they're going to call it a sellout no matter what. Kind of suspect that as well as Jackson State. But I don't really know what the deal is on the tickets. Yeah. I know there's people asking about it, though, and I think the university did a very good job of at least publicly putting out what they want tailgating to be, but now I think they need to get ahead of this now.
Last time they played here, I believe the game started at 9 o'clock that night, if I'm not mistaken.
I remember that.
It was too late. Yeah. It was really too late. All right, we'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. DBAT on Hardy Street, Luke Reynolds, manager. Great place for baseball and softball training, and training for any sport, for that matter, if you want to make yours the best game it can be. Bob Getty, Andrew Abbedy, and the only man in history that's ever complained about going to Hawaii, Kelly Sander. And I'm still hearing about that thing.
Yeah, I know.
You've heard about it too? Yeah.
That salty air, man, it just sticks to your skin. And
like, people think this is a shtick, but I swear, this was 100% legit in and said.
It is. I mean, yeah, it's pretty and all, but it's, you've got to take three showers a day.
You live in
Hattiesburg. You take three showers a day here because it's so hot.
What are you talking about? You do.
If it's hot enough, sure.
Like Bob says, I take one on Saturday whether I need it or not. But
that's when he goes and gets his pedicures too on Saturday.
Glad to be. Yeah, who was the basketball player that had his fingernails done?
I remember
a couple years ago.
The transfer from Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I can't remember.
He openly admitted it.
Yeah. Oh, Crowley. Austin.
Yeah, we were
Crowley. Shocked he admitted it.
They looked good, though, didn't they?
We met his, at the time, girlfriend at a banquet they were having one night, and she was a delightful kid, and we asked her about that, and she smiled and she said, yeah, he has to keep them fingers and toenails clean for me. Okay, whatever you say.
And that was kind of when NIL deals were starting to come about.
Yeah,
and
she thought, was wonderful.
Man, if you run a nail shop, that would have been a perfect perfect marriage right there.
Oh, yeah, she was great.
Hey, tomorrow on the program, Bob, you're going to be out.
I'll be out tomorrow, yes.
I'll be here.
But Andrew and I will get to talk to Noah Croak, one of the new men's assistant basketball coaches. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. And then we're going to air an interview we did on Media Day with Appalachian State coach Dowell Loggins, who's in his first year at App State, and, of course, has to bring the Mountaineers here for the third week.
Well, I'm gonna tell you
season,
both.
First conference game.
For my simple opinion, which $8 in my opinion will get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks, I think that's the most exciting conference game they've played here in a long time. I just think App State coming here is a great matchup. They're two blue-collar schools. They both wear black and gold. They both play in the Rock. Haven't we been waiting on this? I mean, I think we have.
And when you look at – there's really a lot of similarities between the two programs. I mean
– they play in the Rock. Southern Miss plays in the Rock. They're right. Both black and gold. Yeah.
They've also at different times in their histories, have pulled off some great upsets.
Of course.
You know, I mean, the one – when they beat Michigan up there at Michigan, that was huge.
You beat Michigan, that's pretty big.
But the difference being App State has – kind of kept winning.
That's a great point.
He says this 2 days before he's scheduled to leave.
I mean, it's true. It's true, though. I mean, they
with the aftermath.
They came in. I think they came the first year in FBS. I think they won the conference, if I remember. Had won 10 games. I mean, come on, that's crazy.
They've
I mean,
been good.
App State and James Madison are the epitome examples of how to handle the FCS to FBS job.
I can't really argue with him.
Two days before he leaves, anybody else you want to shank, Andrew? While you're we're on the air here. No, but that is going to be – that should be fun, Appalachian State coming here, because there are indeed a lot of similarities. And for it to be a conference game where it, quote-unquote, counts. And to me, Mississippi State, that's always great. It's in-state rivalry. Jackson State, the sonic boom comes, great crowds. But I agree with you, Bob. I think that App State game, because it's going to mean more.
I got a fun one for you guys, and I know most fans will probably roll their eyes at this. But, all right, if you beat State, you beat Jackson State, you beat App State to start the year, do the Eagle, if they go 3-0, like, is there maybe a chance they get a vote in an AP poll?
Not a chance in hell.
No.
Not even with a Mississippi State win?
No, not a chance.
Let me follow this with the next question. How many wins, or what would their record have to be looking at their current schedule? And again, this is quite a scenario. What would it take for them to get a vote?
A vote, receiving votes in the AP poll.
Yeah.
I would say they may get a vote if they won the first. I thought you meant would they get in the poll.
No, the requirement is to beat Mississippi State, because then, I mean, that's your Power 5, Power 4 notch on the belt. But, like, you'll have App State, Louisiana Tech, Jacksonville State, Georgia Southern, UL, which I think Georgia Southern, UL, I think if you were, like, 6-1 or 7-1 or whatever the math comes out to be.
I think that's reasonable to get a vote.
Oh, to receive votes.
I'm going to say 5 or 6-0. 5-0, 6-0.
I mean, that's what about Coastal Carolina and you know, the other Sun Belt teams that's around. I was just curious, like, honest question. Yeah. Nobody has bothered here on this show to talk about what happens if they have the best case scenario.
Correct.
Figured I should.
Well, Vegas has the over under at 4.75 wins.
Oh, I'd taken that over. Like, I'm not a betting guy, but I would take the over.
I think they're a six win team. I think.
Okay, but they have been eerily close the last couple of years.
But Vegas is actually having you bet on something. Even myself, somebody who's been close to the program, really have no idea what they might look like.
Correct.
Come week one.
But Vegas is paid to know what they're going to look like.
I don't think Vegas knows a thing on this one.
Well, we'll see. Right. But they've been close every year.
One quick point you made about Jackson State as we leave the show and the sonic boom. Yeah, that's all great. The best band on the field that day will be the Pride of Mississippi.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a
A healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.